The Holy Gospel for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, as we pray in this time of drought, comes to us from the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I brought this with me from home this morning. This has been gracing the island in our kitchen for about the last week and a half. My daughter's fiancé, Arnie, brought a beautiful bouquet of late summer, early fall flowers for my daughter, and they really were nice. We normally don't have flowers on our island in the kitchen, and so I'm afraid I kind of forgot they were there. My daughter, very busy with med school, of course, did not even think about them, really. And so a couple days ago, I was noticing that they didn't look quite so good. I discovered there was absolutely no water left in the jar, and the flowers were all dried up. Kind of indicative, I think, of the kind of summer we've had. Everything is really close to being just dried up. A couple of weeks ago, I had a funeral at Parkway Funeral Service here in Bismarck, and as we left Parkway for Fairview Cemetery, I was the passenger in the funeral coach, so I did not have to pay attention to my driving. Instead, I was free to look out the window as we drove by block after block after block of homes. I noticed that most of the lawns along the way looked a lot like these flowers. This summer has been a time to, for many, just let the lawn go. And so creation around us has that appearance of dryness. I also brought this from home out of my bathroom cabinet. A friend of mine, Jergens Ultra Healing, lotion that repairs and heals extra dry skin with vitamin C, E, and B5. I've been going through this quite a bit this summer. Now, my daughter has shown me what skin looks like under a microscope. Believe me, it's not pretty. It's dry and cracked. But this nourishes and heals. The problem with everything is it's only skin deep. This can only nourish us on the outside. Water can only nourish the plant for a while. Hard to believe, August 10 years ago, August of 2011, the Missouri River here in Bismarck was running at 150,000 cubic feet per second. Remember that? You'd go over the bridge and it looked like you were driving across an ocean. There was just so much water, it couldn't be contained. This August, 2 days ago, the gauge in Bismarck shows not quite 21,000 cubic feet per second. What a difference! Over 7 times less water. Incredible. Too much water, too little water. But what I want to mention this morning is that I think even back in 2011, that August, when the river was running at 150,000 cubic feet per second, there was still drought. Because drought is a part of life. I define drought this way: rough and harsh, dry and arid. And drought comes to everyone. And most drought really doesn't have anything to do with water. All of us have to endure what we call heat of life circumstances. It doesn't matter who we are or where we are planted. We all have times where life is rough and harsh, dry and arid. That's just how life is. We get flat tires, our computers break, we struggle with the effects of aging, we get cancer, maybe we have a wayward child, maybe friends abandon us, maybe we encounter financial difficulty, maybe we lose our jobs. The truth is this: regardless of where we are planted, we will all experience drought. It just happens. The question is, how do we deal with it? Today in our Gospel from John, we have this beautiful encounter between a woman of Samaria and Jesus. She has come with her bucket to get water from Jacob's well. She needs water to be nourished. She needs physical nourishment. And she comments to Jesus that he is not equipped to be at the well. He has no bucket and the well is deep. Jesus and her have an encounter. She is looking to be nourished in one way. Jesus is looking to provide nourishment to her in another way. And they engage in this conversation. Today, in times of drought, we are called to come to living water. Our text today, our liturgy today, our prayers today tell us one thing. In the midst of drought, God in Christ is always there. God in Christ is always nourishing us at our core. Our core can never dry up. Externally, we can have all kinds of drought, but internally, God is always there. God in Christ today is with you and with me. That living water that is given to us gives us hope. We will continue to move forward. I am sure a day will come when the river again will be full of water. The cycles of life. But remember today, no matter what cycle of life the creation is in or you and I are in, Jesus always invites us to his well, where we are given hope and peace and love and joy and all those things the world cannot give. Christ will never abandon us. We will always be that spring of water for him, gushing up to eternal life. Thanks be to God. Amen.